Voice Coaches Radio, everything voiceover.
Hello and welcome to Voice Coaches Radio. I'm Warren Garling.
And I am Mike Spring.
That's good, because that's who I expected to be standing right here next to me. And, you know, we always have a lot of fun when we don't have to talk for the entire 5 to 7 minutes.
Exactly.
The fun we have, obviously, is in interviewing folks that have either gone through our training here and gone on to some success, or even people, Mike, you've interviewed some very famous voice actors.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That didn't train with us, but it's always fun to listen to how they
share their knowledge with us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we're going to do that again today. And this week's guest is no exception to all that fun.
That's right. Ray Delnicki is a former voice coach's student. And even though he's been interested in voices since he was a kid, he didn't get into it professionally until about a year ago. He's done some pretty high profile projects since he graduated from our program. And he's also managed to take one of his passionate hobbies and find voice work connected to it.
So here's our conversation with Ray Delnicki. So, Ray, tell us a little bit about your background. What led to your voice acting training?
Well, let's see. My background is that I work in international standards for barcoding, but in that work, I do an awful lot of presentations, and I do an awful lot of public speaking and education and such. And I've always wanted to use my voice in one way or another. When I was a little kid, I used to hear on the radio an a cappella song called I Want to Be a Bass Man. And I always wanted, you know, I was like 5 years old, and I kept on wanting a real deep voice and, you know, practicing. And that was sort of a dream of mine. And I never knew how to make it a reality. And about 2 years ago, I saw an ad for Voice Coaches was going to do a one-hour, or actually a couple-of-hour deal at one of the local community colleges.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I am going to do this. It was absolutely my dream come true.
And voice acting just came along and seemed to be the right way to go.
Well, you know, you hear people on commercials, you hear people narrating the History Channel type of programs, and you say, that I would really, really like to do that. I had friends many times through the years tell me, Ray, you should be on radio.
And how did you start out marketing yourself when you first got your demo? What would you do?
Well, the first thing I did was the very basic things that were taught in the course was to contact local producers and local outfits that would use or have a studio and try to make some inroads. And there are a number of venues to market yourself and to get yourself out there. And then also, networking I found to be absolutely invaluable.
That's good. You found that the one-on-one networking really worked for you.
Well, I had nothing for a couple of months, maybe 2 or 3 months, and it was coming up toward the holidays, and I had 2 clients, one in Spain and one in Florida. I just sent them an email wishing them happy holidays. And right after that, within about 10 days after that, I wound up with 2 more jobs.
There you go. Well, tell us about some of the work that you have been getting early on here.
The first job I had was an audiobook narration, and it sort of came, you know, I was scared out of my wits. And all of a sudden, someone wants to use me. I didn't know what I was going to do. And then I talked to the folks at Voice Coaches, you know, gave me a little coaching along the way, you know, how to handle it and so forth. And that has led to 2 more audiobooks with the same company.
Now, you mentioned to us that you've got some sort of hosting or emceeing type job out of this as well?
Yes. I'm a third-degree black belt, and my studio, the school, has about 15 studios around the area. And twice a year, they do what they call a black belt extravaganza, where it's a full show for the new black belts to show off their skills and all of their the things they've learned. And it has gone on kind of, maybe amateurish in the past. And I was talking to the Grand Master, and I said, you know, I am doing voice work, and maybe I can help out here. They said, sure, give it a try. So we did some scripting, and it came off wonderfully. I had many, many people come up to me and say it was the best extravaganza they'd ever been to. It was a matter of introducing folks coming in, having some patter in between acts, just basically understanding the art and then going and introducing it to the folks in the audience.
Isn't it terrific when something you've trained to do and you enjoy doing gets tied into something that you also love as a hobby, something that you can, you know, do on the side? I mean, putting those two things together, you probably never thought about that before.
No, I didn't. And it actually helped me think about some other things. There are a lot of martial arts books out there and videos. And I thought, well, what a wonderful way of expanding my career. And I'm looking at and talking to folks in the martial arts publishing business to try and get some inroads there.
Good for you. Very good. Now, did you expect all this to happen within just the first year since you finished your training?
You know, I really didn't know what to expect. You know, you kind of hope you're going to get overwhelmed with work and just quit your job the next day and just, you know, start rolling right away. And then you think about it and think, well, I may not get anything at all for a year. The thing to do, and what they told me at Voice Coaches was really, really true, is to never give up, never be discouraged, you know, be encouraged with whatever you can get and use the energy that you would put toward discouragement and use that to dig up new sources.
Excellent, and it is a good idea, absolutely, and I'm glad you took that to heart. Any goals that you've set for yourself as you're moving forward here?
Well, my goal is to make this my full-time occupation, and I have a couple of, you know, interim steps in that goal-setting process to try and bring that about. And that email newsletter I had mentioned, that's part of that goal-setting process, is to get myself into a position where I'm getting myself in front of people all the time.
So based on your experience, what advice would you give that newly trained voice actor just starting out?
Look in every nook and cranny for work, for opportunities to get yourself out there. Now, the person you may talk to may not be the person that would hire you, may not be the person that would use a voice talent. Their company might not use a voice talent. However, they might know someone who does. And in a conversation, say, I know a guy who can do this.
You know, Mike, we always ask the folks that we've trained to keep in touch with us, and this is exactly why. It's always great to hear how they found success in their first year or so and what they've done to make it happen.
Exactly. And we hope that Ray has been an inspiration to some of you listening and that, you know, you can take some stuff from what he said and apply it to your own efforts to find success in your life.
Thanks again, Ray. And thanks for tuning in to learn more about the voice acting industry here on Voice Coaches Radio. If you haven't yet attended one of our adult education classes introducing you to this business, watch for us at an educational institution near you.
That's impressive that you could say that.
Yeah,
if I had been trying to do that, it would have taken 25 minutes.
Our Getting Paid to Talk class is fun and enlightening, and it really is worth checking out.
And the week of June 14th, you will find us in Weston and Holyoke, Massachusetts, New Hartford, Connecticut, and Providence, Rhode Island. And you can find out more about it by calling our toll-free number, 1-866-887-2834. Or email us at podcast@voicecoaches.com.
Now, that's also the email address to use for comments and questions about voice acting and suggestions on how we can end our weekly podcasts here on a funny note.
That's not funny.
No, it wasn't at all. And so that's why we need your help.
Hence the suggestion.
Yeah, hence the suggestion. And we'll catch you again next week. Join us then.
Visit voicecoaches.com for more voiceover news and information.
You gotta.
No, we're doing both.
You gotta give us time to think of smart things to say, Bobby.
Oof. So probably won't be ready till Thursday.
The 12th of Neverwhere. And he's been interested in voices pretty much since he was a kid. He's done some pretty high foot. I can only say high fiber projects. You know, good brand cereal and a voiceover. It's a great combination.
You know, Mike. I'm sorry.
It's like a train wreck today. Good Lord.